East West Rugby, of course, with team grand finals all over the place. No players coming up. Shoot-shield's finished, so Shoot-shield can't be bothered sending any players up either. The other sports seem to have elite stars presenting the grand final trophy. And it's great to have Santos as a sponsor, but we need to see maybe a bit more of an effort there from New South Wales Rugby. I understand New South Wales Rugby under their manifestation of passing a gun, but this interest every Shoot-shield clubs need to start taking a bit of the slack as well, and also being a bit more keener to play games in the country, because happy to take the players and then have no recognition of what's happening out here at the junior and grassroots.
I totally agree. I think also we can make an effort. We can make an effort to seek out Shoot-shield clubs or other clubs in the city who we can have a relationship with and provide some pathways for our players. That's one of the difficult things we've got. What do you do if you play in the zone? And the pathway is to country rugby, but that's about where it ends, because country rugby doesn't offer much for New South Wales country cockatoos, except some second sort of division games and what have you. So we've got to adapt to that.
No Santos Central North Kookaburras for at least 1,000 years this year we've added. What do you think of the Northern Ian Bush Rangers? We had a bunch of Pirates players playing, but everybody up north took a powder and decided they didn't want to be part of it. Yeah. The previous years we've had the Kookaburras where it's been full of Albright Moray players and no Pirates and Magpies players. And was it a success, or was it something where country rugby put a hell of a lot of work into it, but is it something where we need to stand alone again as an individual province?
I think if we support representation, we've got to do it our own. But I think the Bush Rangers filled a bit of a gap, because it would have left the country championships shy of two zones, and by sending the Bush Rangers down there, it was only the one. But again, I think there needs to be, and there is currently a full review of how the country championships format is run. So we'll hear more about that later this month when Country Rugby and Rugby New South Wales come up and visit us here, and will talk to us about what reforms are going on, how the country championships will look, and we are hoping that there will be a totally different approach to how the format pans out.
Finally, how have you enjoyed it? You've had 2 years in the job. You've had the merger, you've had the lack of Kookaburras this year, you've had some great challenges with the juniors, also the seniors. A perception the same three or four teams are there, but I think the real highlight has been the merger of Bingham and Barrapa, where they've not only been competitive, only to tail off at the end of the year, but just keeping the game growing along there and the juniors as well, and how Gary Walsh, head development officer, and Kath and Tony have done really well, but also referees as well. We've got a good standard of referees that are pushing each other pretty hard, and new referees being part of the fabric of the referee set up here at Grand Final Day too.
Yes, that's right. It's been 2 years. It's been a long 2 years, because this is my fourth year in the job, and I think I've thoroughly enjoyed it all, and I enjoy the opportunity of putting something back into rugby. It can be frustrating, because you've got to be able to convince our own rugby community that there's ways of doing things better for the good of rugby. We're confronted with falling participation rates, and it's reflected in our zones with lack of under 19 sides, etc., etc. So a whole lot of things are happening, including the junior progression through the regional comps. We need to keep nibbling away at other things we need to do, including can we do other things with the New England other than a full integration? 19s, the clubs up there, for instance, could be an addition to a club that we might have.
Well, Tony, all the best. Okay. Fantastic start. We'll catch up with you later in the year after the AGM, especially in the light of the home and away this year compared to past seasons and how the clubs have been shaken down. But congratulations on the year, and you can enjoy all that loud music you like that we've got in the background.
Well, I'm in bed soon, don't worry about that. That music's too loud and wild for me.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, thank you.